Another twist in the Waikato DHB disaster. The full Audit New Zealand report into the former CEO Nigel Murray's spending has been released. It suggests he may have spent even more than the $218,000, but it went unrecorded. Auditors still have not received all that information, partly because Murray was allowed to book his own travel. Interim Chief Executive of the DHB, Derek Wright, is with us. Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, mate.
Will we ever know, do you think, how bad the Murray era was financially?
I think we've got a fair idea of how bad it was. I mean, there may be some other things that are still to be uncovered, but I think overall we've got a fair sense of what went on, how it happened.
How well did you know him? Do you know him?
I worked with Nigel. I started in the DHB in February 2016, so I'd worked with him since then and knew of him from previous roles that he'd been involved in. New Zealand's not a big place, as you know, Mike.
Any red flags?
None. I mean, that's the thing. When you talk to the staff here, there was no red flags. People saw him as being, he'd been a CEO in a number of different places. He had, he was doing some good things in Waikato DHB. So when this began to come out, and bear in mind it was staff in the DHB who identified the problem, it was a bit of a shock to people. And then once you start putting two and two together, and you get four. I think it's a bit like, it was a bit like a jigsaw. So little people had one piece of the jigsaw, Nigel Murray had the box.
Mind you, having said that, could there have been red flags given according to he's never there?
Yeah, he was certainly a CEO that travelled a fair amount. There's no doubt about that. But then so do some other CEOs. Probably Nigel's travel, certainly the times that he was away, was more than most of the others.
What happens now with the SFO? Do you worry about the SFO? Do you worry about Sue Moroney and her complaint to the SFO?
No, I don't worry about any of that because the bones of this organisation are really good. I mean, I think the problem is that, and you said it yourself, Mike, that we're always in the media, but we're always in the media because of one individual. This organisation employs 7,000 staff. Nearly every one of these staff are honest and, do a really good job. We see tens of thousands of patients every year who have a good outcome going through this DHB. So we've got a problem at the moment. We've got an image problem. My role is really to work with our staff to move us on and get the public confidence back. So I welcome any investigation, to be honest. We want to get this finished. We want to get to the bottom of everything that's happened so we can just move on. Nigel Murray's moved on. We want to put that era behind us.
Why do you think I suppose this is not directly your responsibility, but why did it take anybody from the board so long to quit and own this?
I'd rather not comment on that. I mean, I think the chair has now done the right thing.
Okay. What about the relationship between the DHB at the moment and the medical community in general? How would you describe that?
I think it's good. I think if you asked our senior doctors here, they would say we've turned a corner. It's a positive relationship. The way I work with the doctors is very different. I've been in health a long, long time. I've got a good reputation. Our doctors are on board with where we want to go. I think they were frustrated with the past as well. Right. They just want to move on as well.
Do you have any views on the whole DHB model? There are 20 of them around the country. There are 20 boards, 20 chairmen, 20... I mean, it's all duplication, and this inevitably, I would argue, is going to happen when you stretch talent that thin.
If I was the Minister of Health, which I never will be, thank God, I would be re-looking at the DHB model. I think we've got...
You as well. Geez, every time I ask this question, Derek, of anybody, and I've had someone from the board, I've talked to you, I've talked to Peter, everybody says the same thing. Why then don't they do anything about it?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it's political will. And obviously, if you live in a small community and you've got your own DHB and suddenly we come along and say, look, we're going to merge... So instead of having, in the Midland region, for instance, we've got 5 DHBs. If we say we're only going to have 2, then some communities are going to feel that they're losing. It's a bit like, when you close the country hospital. Yeah. But I think as a country, we've, just over 4 million people. I don't think we need 20 of the same organisations.
I would agree with you, Derek. Nice to talk with you. Derek Wright, who is the Interim Chief Executive at the Waikato DHB. How many people do you reckon I'm going to have to ask who agree with us that we don't need 20 DHBs before someone in Wellington wakes up and does something about it?